you had your own experience of stress in the kind of job you had, and not just the kind of job, but the areas that you're dealing with. You're dealing with areas like genocide and enormous information, and you had personally experienced much of that in Rwanda. You've been asked to be involved with concerns about staff and what's the pressures on staff and the humane treatment of staff. And why don't you give us some of your views on, first of all, the pressures that are on the staff in this, in the UN, I mean, and in the ICTR, and what has been done about it, and what perhaps should have been done about it earlier, or should have been done about it at all.
Yeah. Well, you see, for me, ICTR as such doesn't mean anything. What it means to me is the people behind ICTR, because behind any organization you have the people pushing to achieve some goals. You have people with morality, where people really, they want to help the other people. We have people, they do injustice, they don't react even when they see injustice, and we have people in ICTR playing like Machiavelli or the Prince or Sun Tzu of the you know, the Art of War, as they are the only one who have been reading those books. All of us, we know, but, and it's very unfortunate. So we have this situation here, as everywhere in the world. And what I try to do is, and I am very happy that the registrar asked me to do, with my friend Jorge Sierralta, who is a welfare staff member, is to look into the mobility. So as to assist colleagues, internal mobility, so as to assist colleagues when we are going to close the tribunal, to move from one department, one section, to another section, or within the same section. But this is not done. This is not done. Neither here in ICTR, nor in New York. Because Kim Moon, the Secretary General, has been very clear. Very recently, he made a speech. So I'm not saying that ICTR is behind the UN. I'm just saying that ICTR is just a fact. ICTR is not doing. And on top, there are colleagues playing this double game. They say something, and they do something else. So my role is just to take out the where they hide, and let them to talk. Why are you doing these kind of things? That is my, as I perceive my job in this internal committee. So now we are looking at the technicality, in order that everything is legal, everything is like that, but my real purpose is just to discover the lies and to eliminate such behavior. Because we have people changing, we don't give promotion, a lot of things are, we receive a lot of complaints. And this is the chief of administration herself who wrote to us saying, we receive a lot of complaints. So people are not crazy. If you complain, you have to look into the complaint.
Let me see if I understand. The idea of mobility is, as people change jobs, other people leave or whatever, and as you're shutting down, people were looking for opportunities elsewhere. So the idea is that people who are staying, who are within the current system, who've worked here for some time, get an opportunity to move ahead, to mm-hmm. change jobs and improve their situation.
Yeah.
That's the mobility. And you see, while that is a stated intent of the registrar in a speech that he gave in April
yes.
of this year, it's not happening, mm-hmm. is what you're saying. And you and Mr. Sierralta, who's the psychologist here,
yes, yes.
are heading this effort to make it happen.
Yes.
Okay.
So this, I think, is the UN recruitment system, which is mm-hmm. 2002, mm-hmm. is not April 2008, mm-hmm. is 2002, give a certain numbers of rules concerning mobility, concerning mm-hmm. promotions. You cannot be promoted from a certain category, P4 to P5, for example, if you don't have a certain type of movement. Because the goal of the UN is to have people, multi-skills people. The majority of my colleagues here have been in that position forever, since 12 years. So this is against the idea of the UN. They don't move. They become, and you know, it's very, also as a matter of, when you stay in a position for a long time, you become a sort of king, a sort of emperor there, a sort of somebody who can produce bad instead of hell, instead of good. So in the rules since 2002, we talk about mobility. In our particular instance, as we are closing down the tribunal, we should look the skills of our colleagues, what they can do, and how they can be moved. I start the lawyers in detention without any experience. I did it. The program is still there. Do you think I cannot do work in the administration? I cannot learn personal matter? I'm a lawyer. What, with law you can go everywhere. So what it is a problem? Mm-hmm. Why not move? I want to move, and I like to move, and I like new challenges. Mm-hmm. For example, I would love to work in human resources, because you are in contact with people, with colleagues, and so on. Is it the problem is I don't know how many kilos you are allowed to go when you go on mission? Mm-hmm. That I cannot be moved? I cannot learn that? So you have a lot of positions that our colleagues can move internally, because the tribunal is closing down also. Mm-hmm. But what they're doing here and elsewhere, they're recruiting from outside. Mm-hmm. So now we are working, I produce the term of reference and so on. But you know, these rules are 2002. So I clapped the hands to the Secretary General, to the Registrar and so on. But they did nothing since 2002. I don't would like now to say that, you know, Alessandro or Jorge is responsible because in 2008, they didn't do in 2 months what all the organization did not do during 6 years. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at this. I prepared the term of reference, but the problem, I mean, the issue is Jorge is very, is always outside. He's always on mission. So we delay. However, I have requested some documents to ICTR, and the response was negative. So on one side, you ask to do a job, but on the other side, you take back your hands. Not the registrar. Eh? It's not the registrar who wrote back to me. It's another person, the chief administration, saying, why do you ask those documents? Because I want to do the work. That is why I have the document. Because in my mind, you can prepare the term of reference, and in the meantime, you can collect the factual information in order to build the knowledge afterwards. But at least get the data bank, even not data bank, get the information, the factual information, so as when the committee is in place, you can call a meeting with already the documents available. No, they didn't give us the documents. So you see, I would like to avoid that this kind of situation is a sort of legality again. I follow the rules. I consult people, I put a committee, and so on. It's not done, I'm not responsible, you know? So I would like really to avoid this kind of, with me cannot work. Because if I don't have what I have, once the committee is done, I will wait, you know, you have to act with moderation. I will wait for Jorge, come back from mission, I will send the term of reference, I will do everything they want me to do. Mm-hmm. But once he's ready, there, we will talk.
Okay. You mentioned that Mr. Sieralta, Dr. Sri Sieralta, is on a mission. What is?
Yeah, he's outside. I think he went on training. I don't know exactly. Okay. I don't know
something
exactly.
Related to his
he's
job
coming
as a
back
on
Wednesday. Yes, okay. He's coming back. So in 2 days' time.
Yeah.